Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's another message to you over Good News Hour. Your speaker is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now I'm going to ask you to turn with me, please, to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, and we shall read together at the very first chapter and the very first verse, which says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, or literally in Son, by whom also he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now I should like to point out to you that the first 10 chapters of this epistle take us inside to worship. The last 3 chapters take us out for service. And of course, in the thoughts of God, worship ever and always precedes service. It's most important. And we have brought before us the ground upon which men and women, though once separated from him and at a distance from him, are reconciled in all the value of his precious atoning blood and at liberty to come into his very holy presence and to worship our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now should I remind you too that when our Lord Jesus Christ was met by Satan in the wilderness, you remember when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, Satan sought to bring him down, but of course he failed in his every temptation. But I'm thinking of one expression there that the Lord Jesus Christ said to Satan when Satan sought to get the Lord Jesus Christ to bow down and to worship him. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said? He said, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And so again we stress that worship is first and service is second. And this wonderful epistle brings before us a teaching as to a right way of approach to God. And I'm sure if it was read prayerfully and carefully, and if it reached our hearts in the power of the Spirit of God, we would be true worshipers with abundance and a superabundance to return to him for all that he has done for us. Of course, speaking to those who are reached and saved by the grace of God. Now shall I point out to you that in the first verse we have the whole of the Old Testament encompassed. In this expression, or in this verse which says, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. That, of course, embraces all of the Old Testament. And then in verse 2, we get the New Testament. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, or in Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds. Now, it isn't necessary, is it, to remind you that the New Testament opens up by saying, this is the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. So we're introduced to the New Testament and introduced to the person of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to point out, and it'll be only suggestive as time would not permit us to do more, but in the first chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, there are 7 titles ascribed to Christ. Now, and these 7 titles I shall point out. In verse 2, he is the heir of all things. In verse 3, he is the express image of God's person. And in verse 3, he's the brightness of his glory. In verse 5, he is the Son. And in verse 6, the first begotten. In verse 8, God. And in verse 10, he is brought before us as a Jehovah. Now, it surely isn't by accident that there are 7 titles ascribed to my Savior in this very first chapter. 7, as you know, is the perfect number. And surely the fullness of the Godhead was expressed in our Lord Jesus Christ. And as John tells us In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, or rather, in the epistle to the Colossians. Yes, all the fullness of God dwelt in our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here upon this earth. But I want you to think now just for a moment of that very first verse, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. It's interesting to see the various ways that God communicated the secrets of his heart and sought to speak to mankind. A number of years ago now, there was a man who was a missionary in Africa who had been greatly used of God. However, soon after he arrived in this dark part of the Lord's field, the world where the gospel is to be preached to all mankind, he seemed to have difficulty in getting across his message to the people. And so there were for several days when he sat in deep meditation and in a sort of a reflective mood, wondering how he could ever reach these poor, dark souls. His heart was set on them. He loved them. Of course, that love was begotten in his heart. He loved them because God loved them. But you know, there were for several days when he scarcely opened his mouth and said a word. So finally, one of the natives said to him, "White man is angry with us." And this startled him somewhat, and he said, "Why? Why would you think I'm angry with you?" "Well," he said, "you're angry with us because you're not speaking to us." And he said, "You know, that really was a message from God to him, and then it sort of gave him a cue and enabled him to captivate their souls, as it were, and to reach them. Gave him a new avenue of approach." "Well," he said, "then I want you to know that God is not angry with you, that God is not angry with mankind, for the Word of God tells us that God in sundry times spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, and hath in these last days spoken unto us in his Son." And he said, "Now God is not angry with you. The Lord Jesus Christ is not angry with you. He wants to communicate to you the very secrets of his heart." And I would like to say to all who are listening in today that God may be angry at your sin, because he's angry with the wicked every day. But God loves the sinner, and he'd like to speak to you. And as we stress again and again, that when we pray, we speak to God. But when we read the Bible, open up the Scriptures, God speaks to us. Now, if it is not a habit, a daily habit, a practice in your home, and whenever you have the opportunity of opening up the Word of God, opening up the Scriptures, you begin right this very day. Open the Scriptures, open up the Word of God, and think of it in this fashion. This is God's voice to me. God wants to speak to me. And friends, he speaks with a voice that will wake the dead. Now, I know there are some very startling things in the Scriptures, and you would read there some things that would perhaps make you tremble in the presence of God, but it's all to the end that he might win, that he might woo you to himself, that he might have you as his very own. I tell you, I'm delighted when I read a passage like this that says, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things." And he's continuing to speak, and he will continue to speak. You know, I'm very sorry to have to say, though, that the medium that God uses to reach mankind is neglected, sadly neglected. He uses his book, he uses the Bible. And men and women somehow are afraid of that book. And it has been instilled into the minds that only men who are highly educated can understand the Bible. Friends, that's very, very wrong, decidedly wrong. And we want you to know that if you will open the Scriptures and read the Word of God, we'll guarantee you, we have divine backing in this statement, that God will speak to you. Of course, he might show you your distance from himself. He might reveal to you that your sins will separate you from him forever and forever. And it'd be wonderful, friends, if that truth was revealed to you. But I tell you, in the final analysis, He would bring before you what He has provided in the person of His Son, that He has free, full, and eternal salvation to all who trust Him. Trust Him today, and you would be saved. Thank you, friends, for permitting us to come to you once again with a message from the Holy Scriptures. Now, if you received help from God, we are certainly anxious to know it. On the other hand, if there are problems that you are still facing in a spiritual way, and you'd like the answer to those problems, we're sure that the Word of God can supply the answers, and He'd likely use us in bringing you to the Savior or bringing you to a better knowledge of Himself. Now, this address would reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.